from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What the hell?
That was, well, you know our colleagues here at WIP. That was John Ritchie, followed by
emotional colleagues.
The camera,
this
followed
really...
by Paul Jolliver.
Wait, this one was Jolly?
The last one was Jolly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this is the what I call a hero segment, where someone does something just outstanding to where they deserve, at the very least, a tip of the cap or acknowledgement when we're doing a show. And the subject of my hero, I guess now at this midday part of the afternoon, Pat Williams. Are you familiar at all with Pat Williams? So Pat Williams was the architect of the 1983-76ers, the last one to win an NBA title. He spent 56 years in the NBA as a general manager in various spots. I mean, obviously huge. And he was born in Philadelphia, grew up in the Delaware Valley. He was the one of the founders of the Orlando Magic. He helped put together the Shaquille O'Neal, Penny Hardaway team. Just a lifetime of basketball. And from what I understand, I never had a chance to meet him. A great individual who passed away at the age of 84 yesterday.
84.
84
that's a,
years
that's
old.
A nice run.
He unfortunately, he was dealing with an illness that led to his passing. So he has these accomplishments that many would struggle to get in three lifetimes. But there's one in particular I am blown away by, Hugh, and I need your thoughts on it.
What's that?
So Pat Williams had many children.
Did he make them? Did he help make them?
Of course he helped make them.
No, that's what I'm asking, because, like, you know, some people adopt kids and stuff like that. Yeah,
he
put in work?
He and his wife did both. They put in the work and they adopted.
She had 19 kids?
19 children.
Wait a minute, hold up. I need to know. Because, like, how many did he adopt? And how many did his wife have?
Five. Had five.
Okay, that's
his wife birthed five and adopted 14.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
What do you mean it's not bad? 19 children.
No,
he's not enough hours in the day to work to afford that.
I would say it would have been, to me, not saying that it wasn't a boss move, but it would have been more of a boss move if he'd at least had 10 of them, like his wife. Like, seriously.
Wait a minute. He's got 19 children, adopted 14.
But,
and it would have been a boss move if they gave, if his wife had birthed 10 of them?
Yeah. It would be more of a boss move if his wife, because at some point, I would think, I'm not a woman, but she'd be like, man, leave me alone. Like, just back up off me. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe that
you
happened
gotta talk about.
Maybe that happened after five.
Well, it was probably one of those things where, like, there are women out there that have, like, a lot of kids. And most of the time, the kids are stair steps. You know what I mean?
No.
So, well, when I say stair steps, that means, like, she doesn't know a time in her life where she hasn't been pregnant.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, you might have a 1-year-old, like, you might have a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, seven, six, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that to me is more impressive because at that point, that's just bananas.
All right, does this impress you, Hugh? My wife had 3 children in 11 months.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
Three in 11 months.
Jack on that trajectory. His wife pregnant now.
Is she really?
Yeah.
So you're predicting twins.
They are?
Are they really?
I said you're predicting twins.
No, but I'm saying, though, because Walker's not that old. Walker's, I don't think he's a year old yet.
That's what I'm saying. So the child might be like 1.5 by the time it has a son.
Yeah, like you, the biggest fear that I used to hear people have about children is at least get one of them out of diapers before you have another one. But you're talking about having 2 kids in diapers?
Let me just tell you something about diapers. Man. I had 3 in diapers for 3, almost, well, 2.5 years.
I know your
years.
Wife. Now, you talk about somebody who wanted to punch you in the face.
I couldn't.
She wanted to punch you in the face.
I couldn't work enough hours in a day to pay for diapers.
Yeah, diapers is a
diapers
big old
rip-off, and formula?
Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, formula.
I was at a certain point, I'm like, just get the wash rags out and some clothespins. We'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, that was something that people subscribe to. You know they have toilet paper like that now?
Like what?
That the
like
type
reusable?
Of toilet paper. Yeah, they got reusable toilet paper.
No.
I ain't lying.
So what is it? Like a rag?
The one thing I would never do to you on this station is lie to you.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'd probably stretch the story a little bit, but it's not a lie.
Move the goalposts.
There was, like, you remember during the pandemic, right? There was a toilet paper shortage, and people started to be creative, and they cut toilet paper in half, right?
Yeah.
But then there were some people, they cut, like, the paper towels. They cut them in half and made 2 things of toilet paper. There was something on Amazon where it was talking about toilet paper. They had reusable toilet paper where you wipe it and you throw it in the basket and then you just wash them.
Oh, my God.
No.
So can you imagine that laundry?
This isn't recycled toilet paper. This is literally reusable toilet paper.
Yes.
I'm out. Nope.
Yeah.
That can't be.
Would Hugh Douglas ever consider reusable toilet paper?
Man, no. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I know we're trying to save the trees or whatever. But that's non-negotiable.
Oh my God, can you imagine that?
That's non-negotiable.
Imagine laundry day.
So,
yeah,
you said they had 14 adopted kids.
14 adopted, yes.
You know, my father was one of 14 kids, and they were
natural.
None of them were adopted. Yeah.
14? See, that's God. Old school. So you got old school parents because that's like, you know, you stay together forever.
How many?
My mom was one of 7
kids. Yeah, you got a bunch of kids.
Wow, how many slept in the same bed? That's too many.
Probably a lot at the same.
That's too many.
Yeah, same bedrooms.
Hand-me-downs is all for everybody. Hand-me-downs for everybody.
I guess that's the one benefit. Like you got that many kids, you're only buying clothes like 2 times. And it just makes its way down
the line.
To the
next one.
Probably the only benefit though.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well,
that'd be tough.
Hard to feed them kids in clothing. That's a lot.
It is. Well, Pat Williams passed away at the age of 84. Accomplished a whole lot. Including being the last, he was the general manager of the 76ers, helped put that team together that won in 1983.
Was it the Magic?
The Orlando Magic.
Yeah,
he's one of the founders.
Yeah, yeah.
He helped put that organization together. He helped get Shaquille O'Neal, Penny Hardaway, the team that went to the NBA Finals.
Now, that's pretty impressive, though, the 14 kids, but it would have been more impressive if your wife would have had at least 10 of them.
Shout out to my nana.
Yeah, shout out. Like, listen,
my goodness, man.
Like,
man.
Nowadays, for a woman to have that many kids and have to deal with those kids and not kill them, that's big time.
Hugh, something I realized, well, a long time ago, but more so recently, I could never be a teacher.
Why is that? Because the kids.
Like, great school,
teachers don't make enough money.
No.
Dealing with people's badass children.
People
absolutely.
Like me.
Yeah, they don't.
I was
they don't
a problem.
Make, they don't make a. They don't make enough money.
Kyle Quinn was a problem,
dude. Yeah.
What do you mean? You sound like I envision Kyle being a sits in the back of the classroom.
Okay.
Real quiet.
No. You got the way wrong impression of me.
Who was?
I'm class clown, dude. Yeah. Just getting detentions, suspended all the time.
Suspended.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. I didn't picture Kyle being the one that gets suspended for being a class clown.
Really?
That's crazy.
That's surprising.
Right, it is surprising. All right. Bill in West Philly's on WIP. Hey, Bill.
Bill.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, Bill?
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to both of you. It's my first time calling the show, and big respect to both of you for making careers in media. It's a heartless business.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate you both. And hey, listen, so I got a plan for Jason Kelce.
Okay.
I need him coaching Joel Embiid.
Coaching him to do what?
To take care of himself. To handle his responsibilities. You know, Jason Kelce, I think, is a gentleman who's shown us all a real model for how you handle your responsibilities across the board, both your responsibilities as a teammate and then your responsibility to yourself. You know, I'm really glad to see the guy taking care of himself in his retirement, getting himself set up for his next shot, because he's clearly one of those dudes. He's thinking ahead, and he's taking care of himself to get to where he wants to be. And Joel, I can relate to Joel, because Joel strikes me as a little bit more of an impulsive guy and a guy who can have a hard time controlling his own appetites. And I think that Mr. Kelce and Mr. MB
let me jump in real quick. So I understand the thought, but look at who Joel has been around all this time, right? Yeah. I mean, he's been around Dr. J. Dr. J has been an ambassador for the Sixers for years. There is no better example to go with. Embiid has been exposed to numerous athletes, current and former, nutritionalists. At a certain point, you're like, all right, this is what he is.
Yeah, well, that's why I'd like to, you know, last two cats together. You know, this is clearly it's not enough. And so we need to call in. It's like calling in the Wolf? From Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, I remember. I was trying to figure out.
That's where, like, you know, Dr. J has not been enough. These other cats have not been enough. You can bring in any, you know, but who's our wolf? So to get a guy to get his head right.
Bill, what was your suggestion for Hugh?
Well, first of all, if Hugh was looking for a place to live, I would suggest that he come and live in our neighborhood in West Philadelphia. I'm on in Cedar Park, and it's a great community with all kinds of people, and Hugh would be more than welcome.
Do you have a room to rent?
What's that? Well, this is the thing, though. Seriously, man. As I've been listening to the show recently, I've kind of come to the conclusion that, Hugh, you don't actually need a home. You have a home, which is your truck. You just need a garage to put the truck in.
So what, do you want him to live in a storage unit?
What he's saying is that I want somewhere to park my vehicle where I don't have the issues that I have in the city. I got what you're saying. But it's not so much for my truck. It's for another car that I want to get.
It's your love for these vehicles that is clear to me. You've got your home already, man. You just need a place to put it in. So, like I said, I think West Philadelphia is a great place. As you say, you know that there's some perks to living in the city. You know, where I'm at, I can drive my car, I can take the bike, I can take transit, I can walk to where I want. And I know there's plenty of room for big trucks out here because there's plenty of big trucks out here. Mm. But you've got some particular needs for your vehicles, and so I hope he's right.
Because, like full disclosure, that's what we do on the show. Like, I still haven't replaced the Hellcat that was stolen from me like a year ago. I don't know. Like, and before I buy another car, I got to make sure I have a garage to put it in.
Sure.
And I haven't found anywhere that I would, you know, want to get the car at yet. But I don't think I'm going to get another Hellcat anyway. But if I do, if I do decide to get that, it's definitely going to the garage.
Now, let me ask you about the other thing that he brought up.
What's that?
About having like a personal, I don't know, like a current or former athlete basically sidling with Joel Embiid to make sure he does everything correctly.
Man, listen, and this is my mentality. I'm not trying to, you know, impose on anybody else, but I look at it like this, man. If what gave me the lifestyle that I'm living is basketball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I got 200 and whatever million dollars that they gave me.
By the way, he's up for a three-year, $193 million.
Exactly. Stretch. And if, but basketball, and I will say this, basketball is different than any other sport because of the necessity of the players that are playing. And he's a generational talent, whether you like it or not. You know, he's had injuries, but still. Joel Embiid's, we're a better team when Joel Embiid is on it. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
This team is built around Joel Embiid. That's a fact. And I look at it like this. If this is what allowed me to live the lifestyle, to get the cheeseburgers and eat the way that I want to eat, the least I could do is be prepared when it's time to play.
Nope. Now, you share with us the story about Jack Del Rio in Jacksonville, with the, you know, being a couple pounds overweight. Did you look now, use that and now think of Embiid? Do you think maybe he just doesn't realize it, like the gravity of the situation, and that nobody has given him the Jack Del Rio speech yet?
I think he does. Because, like, here's the thing for me that I can't wrap my mind around. And again, this is not Joel Embiid's slander, but this is how I think about it. Okay, if I truly believe that, if I say I really want to win a championship, and I truly believe that in my heart of hearts, then in my mind, I'm doing everything possible to make that happen. And if that means... for me, that my legacy depends on me keeping my weight down. Because he did say something to the effect of legacy. He said something about keeping my weight down and doing everything that I possibly could.
The moment he had a child, like, his perspective changed.
Yes.
And he grew up a lot.
Yes. So my thing is this. That's something that starts, and you have to take a self-evaluation of everything that you do. Okay, why am I always hurt? Now, that's a question you can't answer. But maybe, just maybe, it's because your weight is fluctuating so much that it's breaking down your tendons and everything, and it's making them weaker, and it's causing you to get hurt. So what do? Make sure that I keep my weight down and eat the foods that I need to eat. The one thing that I did, and I still do to this day, is I got a scale, and I weigh myself every day.
God, man, that's rough.
Yeah, but you do. But you have to know, like I said, if you know, like I know I have a problem with eating, and I like to eat. And there's been times where, you know, even since I've been here, you know, my weight will go up and down, but I try to keep it in a range where it doesn't get ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, and that's what you have to do. You have to, it takes 21 days to break a habit. It takes 21 days or create a habit.
Right.
It takes 21 days, either way you want to look at it. And you have to start with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.